off the air at this
show us your appreciation.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Yeah, 518-697-7400.
Hi, I'm Donna from Claverack, and you're listening to WGXE Acra 90.7 FM.
Hi, everybody. This is Dan from the Battlefield Earth Program. Have you donated yet to the radio station WGXE? Well, it's as easy as going to WGXE.org and hitting the donate button. It's like picking a chocolate out of a baby's hair. Please remember, we need you so that you can need us. WGXE.org.
Desmarchand, a proud supporter of WGXE, is a men's and women's boutique featuring creative and classic clothing, shoes, and accessories. Now presenting our fall collections from European and American designers. Desmarchand.com. DEMARCHIN.com on Warren Street in Hudson, New York.
All Together Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492 and leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about something you heard on All Together Now. You can also send emails to info@wgxc.org with opinions about what you hear here.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned in to All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXE in Acre, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Peter Florell is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Ulcelet's Planning Board has extended public comment on a proposal for an expanded nonprofit dog rescue and care kennel, along with a commercial small animal crematorium to be located on a residential property. Susan Bandy has a home-based business in Ulcelet and has been certified to operate a pet crematorium. The proposed crematorium is a state-of-the-art two-chamber system designed to admit no smell and no smoke. Karen Walker, who has operated a pet crematorium in Hudson for many years, wants to retire soon and is hoping to sell her equipment to Bandy.
Walker said she has received no complaints from neighbors in Hudson and has provided her services to clients from New York City, Rochester, Syracuse, and as far away as California. Following the planning board discussion June 7th, Bandy withdrew the crematorium application so it could be referred to the Alsalitz Zoning Board of Appeals. The referral was required for new commercial use. The planning board will act on the kennel proposal at its next meeting. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Larry Rulison is reporting for the Times Union. Transportation Security Administration is advising summer travelers to have their bags packed properly and to expect to be asked to unpack some items at security checkpoints, more so than last summer. Bart Johnson, who leads security for the TSA upstate, said at a press conference June 18th, passenger traffic at Albany International Airport increases 10% from 4,500 people a day to 5,000 people a day in the summer. That means the potential for longer lines and longer waits. Johnson advises travelers to arrive 90 minutes ahead of time and to pack their bags when empty to ensure they do not mistakenly bring items that are not allowed. Liquids, gels, aerosols, creams, and paste must be 3.4 ounces or less, and all containers must fit inside a single quart-sized plastic bag that is then placed into one of the bins used to X-ray carry-on baggage. This summer, there will be new enhanced screening procedures that require travelers to take out electronic items larger than their cell phones, like a tablet or Kindle, from their carry-on baggage for closer inspection by the TSA officers. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Joe DeZamanowicz is reporting for the Daily News. New York's rural counties have the highest rates of gun-related suicide and homicide, according to a new report released on June 18th. Delaware County had the highest overall rate of gun-related deaths and suicides based on data from 2012 to 2016. After Delaware County, the next highest were in Allegheny, Wyoming, Cattaraugus, and Sullivan counties. In these counties, the highest rates of gun-related death were largely due to high rate of gun suicide. Erie County reported the highest rate of gun homicide. New York's overall gun-related death rate in 2016 of 4.4 deaths per 100,000 residents was below the national average of 11.8 deaths per 100,000. The report was published by a coalition of law enforcement officials, public health experts, and elected officials who support a proposal to allow teachers and parents to petition judges to remove guns from the homes of troubled students. And you can read that full story in the Daily News. Anna Gronewald and Bill Mahoney are reporting for Politico New York. The state Senate stayed in session until 8 p.m. June 18th, and the assembly adjourned a little past 10 p.m., but as the day wound down, there was no sign that members were close to any agreement on high-profile issues still being negotiated, such as teacher evaluations and speed cameras. Legislators have come to agreements on some less prominent proposals. New consumer protections will be tacked onto the state's ticket scalping law. There was also talk of an agreement on legislation that would increase the penalties for disseminating revenge porn. And both houses have now passed a bill that would legalize beer-infused ice cream. Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan said, and I quote, "There's no question that certain things are in flux," end quote. But he added that he's, and I quote, "always confident that we can get things done," end quote. Asked if the session might run later than Wednesday, June 20th, Assembly Speaker Carl Heste said simply, and I quote, "nope," end quote. Read the full story at Politico New York. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather, town meetings, and other information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region. From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny afternoon with the temperature high near 80 degrees and a north wind at 11 to 13 miles an hour. Tonight it will be mostly clear with a low temperature of 51 degrees. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 56. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Thursday night, clear with a low around 52.
This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Update. For news, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive. 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. Or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
When you're tired of your toys and of your games through the television, when you're done with chores and homework, and it's time to make a big decision. You might need a change of scenery. It might be time to go over mountains, over oceans, through dark jungles down below. On an airplane, a railroad, on a tall ship with the tide, all you need's a little music. How's about it? What do you say we buckle up and go for a little ride?
That was Ulster County's Medeski, Martin, and Wood with Let's Go Everywhere, local music on the radio.
WGXC needs you. Can you be entertaining and engaging while being informative? Are you interested in all things local? News, politics, and culture? Well, WGXC 90.7 FM is looking for people to host its morning shows, the hands-on community radio magazine show. I hosts love having an audience, are capable of multitasking, and are slow to panic. No radio experience is necessary. We're looking for diamonds in the rough. Before taking to the airwaves, you will be thoroughly trained and then set free to
create compelling radio for listeners throughout Greene and Columbia counties. For more information, contact Lynn at WGXC.org or simply send an email inquiry to apply at WGXC.org.
What's your favorite local radio station?
WGXC.
Thank you. Yeah. What? You can come closer. Yeah, come on. I'm not going to bite. He might, but I'm not going to. You know Kamal?
Oh, no, but I love your show.
Oh, there you go. Hey, hey, hey. Well, which show do you like more? Wednesday or Thursday?
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth. You can, I can take it. I can take it. I can take it.
Ours.
You know, this is
I like that. How often have they had you on the show? How often have they had you on?
Well,
whenever you want.
Oh, now it's whenever you want. Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Stu.
Stu.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I hear you're going to go into farming, or already into farming.
Yeah, I'm into farming.
Yeah. So, Michelle, in case you know, is Michelle Hughes, who is the coordinate local? I forget
National
your
title. Young
Farmers. National Young Farmers Market. I know.
It's not. Get it right.
I
yeah.
know. I know.
It's a lot of people. People want to call us association, but we're a coalition of farmers from all around the country.
All around the country. The entire country, Kamal.
Wow.
The entire country. And not old farmers. Screw those old farmers.
Well, no.
No.
We want to help them too.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, of course. But you know, a lot of them are retiring and want to retire and
transition
out.
Transition out.
Like,
land season, that's what we
and
want.
We can continue to have good food. You have
my fiance.
I bet you you're here to give money to your favorite local radio station.
I always do give.
Okay.
And we appreciate it.
And have you this time?
No, not yet.
Well, you might. Oh, in case you're wondering why that sounds funny, this lady is eating an apple while she's talking to us.
No.
And drinking coffee. What?
Are we on the radio?
Yes, we are.
Live.
This is how you don't even need a microphone anymore. You can do it with a little phone like this. Isn't that amazing? I know. People our age don't get it. The young people understand it. Wait. Oh, you mean you're younger than me? I'm sorry. Oh, I'm beyond.
I'm 75.
Oh, really? My expiration date ran a while back. But I'm hanging in. So, what? Questions?
The shirts.
$20, and the one's yours.
And let me see what it looks like.
Which one? They've got different, I think. Oh, yeah, we got all the different kinds.
Oh, they're all different?
Well, is that okay? I don't know. You got a choice.
You really have to make a decision.
This one?
Yeah.
This is sort of the hippie version, or the kind of California beach version. This is my favorite in semaphore. Semaphore, that's pretty cool, don't you think? And that's a small, that's got your name on it.
Yeah, but
those are the three styles. We have shirts here, folks. $20 a piece for your contribution to WGXC.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you scared me. Yeah.
I have to watch my language.
That was my favorite part of the show.
Okay, Stu.
Yeah.
But what's your name so I can make sure you do it?
Nora.
Lynn, make sure somebody named Nora contributes.
Sam's a good friend of mine.
Sam Sebring?
Yes.
Sam Sebring, not in the house. We love Sam. What?
What's your name?
Tom.
Are you Tom?
No, I'm not Tom Rowe.
Okay.
Oh, no, not the great Tom on high. I'm the great Tom on low. The Thursday afternoon Tom.
Thursday talk.
And the Wednesday come out. Wednesday Slay Ditties.
Yes.
You know the Wednesday afternoon show?
No.
You don't listen to that?
Yes.
Some people think it's the best show on the air.
It is. Could be biased.
Yeah, it could be biased. Hello, sir. Have you contributed to your favorite local radio station?
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
WGXC 90.7 FM. You can call 697-7400. Or go to WGXC.org online. Hey there, have you contributed to your local community radio station lately? Would you? A contribution. Have you made your latest contribution to WGXC?
No.
Would you like to?
Yeah.
You have to, a check or two check?
I'm pushing her a lot, what I'm interested in knowing is how is it going at the church, and where are you?
We are on the side in the basement.
Right.
And a beautiful new. I should
let you.
Yeah, because you got to watch your language.
My mouth.
Yes, exactly. We are live here at the Hudson Farmers Market, speaking to a person who's purchasing farm goods.
Absolutely, happily.
And looking over the T-shirts, we have T-shirts for sale. And here we are. WGXC 90.7. Yeah, a couple different designs. Oh!
I noticed that
Slay Diddy is getting his salesperson on.
Well, I was looking at the hands-on, and I was happy to see where you placed it.
Yes, yes.
Great.
Yeah, no.
Because otherwise it would not... Oh!
That's, yeah.
It's
oh.
Very groovy.
Yeah, see? Caught her eye. That's right. We got
you.
Oh, no. It cannot be. It cannot be. Big Vern himself. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Big Vern.
How much coffee did you have today, Tom?
You guys are great.
That's right from Vern saying we are great today. Maybe we need to revamp the afternoon shows. Vern and Ellen for the older crowd. And Slay and Tom for the young folks.
I think you mean mature, don't you?
I agree with mature. Tom, you just got to calm down a little bit.
I can't. Calm down. What makes you think I'm excited?
You are so loud, I can't even hear Slay.
Sorry. But sorry, Slay.
You're aggressive, and I like that. You're aggressive.
Tell him what happened to $20, right?
The T-shirt, $20. You mean about Michelle Hughes' comment?
Yes. Tell them what happened.
Well, we had a throwdown of sorts. We asked somebody who listens to the Wednesday and Thursday Day show, which she preferred, and she reluctantly admitted, because I was here, that she preferred. Oh,
yeah, I heard. I was clapping in the car. That's when you asked the lady about her fiance that was just randomly out here at the farmer's market.
Yep. Well, you know, I'll push the microphone a little bit closer. We don't actually have a mic here today, folks.
But this is
nice setup right here. We're innovative.
Innovative. This is the 21st century.
You must know that we are kicked off our fundraiser for this period. I don't know exactly what we're calling this one. But I will know before the day is over, I'll tell you that. So we've been through this many times, folks. You know that in order for WGXC to continue providing you with quality community radio, we have to have money from the community to do that. It's your radio station, and you support it. So we're asking you, as we have in the past, to open your hearts and your pockets and whatever else there may be about you that encourages you to give us a call and make a pledge to our community radio stations so that we may continue to provide you with quality FM radio, creative, hands-on as it is, that brings you a mixture of entities to entertain, inform, you in all of the aspects of today's life and today's world, in our company, in our county in particular. So I thank you now. And as I've said in the past, folks, I don't care if you are listening to me. I don't care if you don't make a donation during my time on the air. But I do care that you take some time between now and the time this fun drive is over to make a contribution to WGXC so the station can continue providing you with, its heartfelt efforts to bring you quality radio. Okay, so why don't we start? Oh, by the way, in order for you to do that, of course, you need to know that you have to call by phone to 518-697-7400. And you can go online to wgxc.org/donate. You may send a check by mail by sending it to WGXC, care of Wave, WAVE Farm, 5662, Route 23, Acre, ACRA, New York, 12405. We are a division of Wave Farm, and donations are tax deductible to the full extent of the law.
Next, it's time for the Hudson Valley Song of the Day, a performance from a musician visiting the Capital Region or Hudson Valley, or who regularly plays around these parts.
Here's a song from the band Dump Truck that includes WGXC's Spike Priggin on bass. Dump Truck will be performing their only Hudson Valley show this year at Kingston's Rocket No. 9, 50 North Front Street, on Thursday, June 21st at 7 p.m. This is Going Nowhere from Dump Truck.
Some people would know I have something. Warm enough to
Jazz on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA. The Jazz Disturbance on Thursday evenings from 7 to 9:30 brings you jazz and improvisational music. From Bix to Monk, from traditional to funk, from scat to swing, and everything in between. Join me, Cheryl Kay, for the Jazz Disturbance, Thursday evenings from 7 to 9:30 on WGXC, 90.7 FM, ACRA, hands-on radio, and on the World Wide Web at WGXC.org.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Local politicians and political groups are weighing in on the children being separated from their parents by immigration officials in the United States. Local activists affiliated with MoveOn.org group have a rally at 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 30th in the public square in Hudson at the corner of Warren Street and 7th Street. That's the same day that many other protests will happen around the country, with the largest in Washington, D.C. The Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutch's Commission on Human Rights have condemned the separation of children from their parents, saying, and I quote, governmental intervention that breaches this relationship between a parent and a child without adjudication for anyone, but especially asylum seekers and others escaping brutal economic, social, and political conditions is not only unwarranted, but cruel, end quote. Dutch's Human Rights Commissioner Jody Miller said, and I quote, for all the concerns about big government and cost effectiveness, this is a moral abomination. This is not what we are about in this country, end quote. New York senators also weighed in on the issue, with Kirsten Gillibrand tweeting on June 19th, and I quote, the Department of Homeland Security is tearing young children away from their parents. It is abhorrent. It is immoral. And the administration should stop this today. But since they won't, Congress needs to step up, end quote. Chuck Schumer tweeted on June 18th, and I quote, as everyone who has looked at this agrees, this was done by the president, not Democrats. He can fix it tomorrow if he wants to, and if he doesn't want to, he should own up to the fact that he's doing it, end quote. Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat who represents all of Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, tweeted June 19th, and I quote, I am co-sponsoring the Keep Families Together Act, a bill that would prohibit DHS from separating children from their parents except in extraordinary cases, allow parents to reunite with their children if separated, and shine a light on any future abuses under this Trump administration policy, end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo released a statement saying he wouldn't send New York National Guard troops to the border. Although asked to clarify, his office says they were never asked to send troops to the border. Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, has not released any public statement on the issue, but on Father's Day he tweeted, and I quote, being a father is my proudest role. I have always cherished being a father for my children, Nicholas and Margaret. Happy Father's Day to each and every dad in upstate New York, end quote. Larry Rulison and Amanda Fries report in the Albany Times-Union that it was revealed at a June 18th Skodak Town Planning Board meeting that Amazon may open a 1 million square foot distribution center in Rensselaer County. Tenant Representative Eric Murray confirmed Amazon is working with Scannell Properties to build a large fulfillment center on 116 acres between Interstate 90 and Route 9. Scannell Properties spokesperson Andrea Martone told the Times-Union, and I quote, it's too premature in the process to comment. They just don't want us to comment, end quote. Last week, the Rensselaer County Industrial Development Agency said it would give the developer a 50% cut on its property taxes over a 10-year period, a deviation from its typical property tax incentive plan. But the planning board meeting was filled with local residents who opposed the project. Resident Barbara Spink said, and I quote, if they're doing such a great job, they have nothing to lose in doing a Type 1 environmental impact study. It's less about providing jobs and more about a rich corporation making money off the rest of us, end quote. Not all, though, were against the proposal. Eric Leonard said, and I quote, by letting this project go forward, you're improving this town. It's a start, for some, a very difficult start. I think in the very end, it's going to lift everything up for the town, end quote. And you can read that full story in the Times-Union.
H.R.O. Snyder reports in the Altamont Enterprise that next month Albany County lawmakers will decide whether or not to expand the county's three agricultural districts. The county introduced the agricultural districts in 1974, first in Byrne and Knox, adding others later in Westerlo and Rensselaerville, and in Bethlehem, Cahoes, Colony, Gilderland, and New Scotland. The new Agriculture and Farmland Protection Board has recommended six parcels of land be added to the districts. There were no public comments on the proposal at a May 29th hearing. In southern Albany County, there are proposals to add 120 acres in Byrne, owned by Eldridge Bushnell, on Woodstock Road to farm hay there. In Knox, 6 acres located up Tim Noray's Asbury Black Sheep Honey on Pleasant Valley Road are being considered. In Rensselaer, three parcels of 41.5 acres owned by Philip Spinelli on Route 352 for growing vegetables are under consideration. And you can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Stephen Williams reports for the Daily Gazette that the Albany Airport has added 8 airlines, with Frontier Airlines to begin flights to Denver on September 17th. Those flights will increase to 3 days a week in October, when the airline also begins runs to Orlando. Currently, Southwest, United, American, JetBlue, OneJet, Cape Air, and Elite fly into New York's capital. Denver is Frontier's hub, with many connections to the West Coast cities. Currently, about 4,500 people per day board flights in Albany, according to the Transportation Security Administration. And you can read the full story in the Daily Gazette. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. Next, we have these reports.
Time is running out for action on some state bills important for New Yorkers with disabilities. The legislative session ends on Wednesday, but some bills that would help people with disabilities have yet to come up for a vote. Susan Dua, who heads the Center for Independence of the Disabled New York, says housing issues are at the top of the list. New York City has passed a law prohibiting source of income discrimination in housing. Now, Dua says, it's time for the state to act.
People with disabilities who have housing vouchers or housing subsidies find sometimes that a landlord is refusing to rent to them because of the kind of income they have.
Bill A-10610 has the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo, but it hasn't had a vote on the floor of the State Assembly, and the State Senate has yet to take up the issue. Dua says another challenge will be getting a state law encouraging the development of new housing with first-floor apartments that are affordable and accessible to people with disabilities.
That could help make a terrific difference for people who have trouble both affording housing and finding housing that meets their needs.
She says lack of accessible housing statewide has led to homelessness and the unnecessary institutionalization of people with disabilities who could be living independently. Earlier this year, the governor signed a law giving people with physical disabilities preference for available ground floor apartments in New York City Housing Authority buildings, something Dua points out can be critical when elevators are broken or during emergencies.
People with disabilities have been unable to evacuate from higher floors of NYCHA buildings, which has had terrible consequences for individuals.
Dua adds that the experience with Superstorm Sandy showed just how critical accessibility can be for people of all ages who have physical disabilities. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Okay, folks, I can feel us closing in on the $25,000 goal. It's like creeping in right now. The daily goal is $2,100, and this show's goal is $250. So we're getting close on this last little throes of the Monday afternoon show. We're rocking and rolling. The number is 518-697-7400. Just counting on you to give us a call. 518-697-7400. They might kick me off the air if I don't raise that. But they might kick me off the air anyways. So let's just get this thing going. Keep it going, folks. Very, very importante. Mucho importante para todo los personas. It's independent media. It's community radio. I mean, listen to this stuff. Come on. Like, you just don't get that, folks. Bring it. 518-697-7400.
We're covering the immigration issue again with the Trump administration separating children from their families of immigrants coming into the country. We're going to first hear a few minutes of audio that ProPublica made of the children in the detention centers in Texas. Then we'll hear Senator Chuck Schumer from New York on the Senate floor on June 18th.
Bueno, aquí tenemos una orquesta.
No me quiero separar de mi padre. Ese es el número de el nombre de ella, ese es el número de identificación para cuando sí, ese es el número guárdelo. ¿No? Sí, bueno. Adiós. Cualquier pregunta no deje de llamarme, ¿no? Me marca acá y me da la dirección donde está, porque yo solo tengo el nombre del lugar. Pero a usted le van a dar todo, ¿no? Vale. Bueno.
Entonces borra el cero. Borra el cero y ya me lo dio con tu
nombre. Justo me está de aquí a 7 horas.
Me abre, por favor.
¿Está? Escuche, corazón. Ay, qué bonita, qué difícil. ¿De dónde son ustedes?
Soy de Salvador.
¿Y tú?
Guatemala.
No llores. Vas a llegar con... Mira, ella te va a explicar y te va a ayudar. ¿Cierto, consulado?
¿Qué va a pasar con su consulado hoy?
El papá. Papá.
Yo no sé.
Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, June the 17th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Four former first ladies take issue with separating kids from families at the border,
Also on the rundown, Nebraska struggles to deliver summer meals for kids, and there are resilient rural counties in the USA. Topping our news, Rosalynn Carter added her voice to the choir of political figures speaking out against the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy. Time reports all four living first ladies have now publicly come out against the controversial policy, which separates children from their parents as families try to cross the border into the U.S. Time says that Carter called the practice of removing children from their parents disgraceful and a shame to our country. The old saying goes that sunlight is the best disinfectant. A new bill in the Michigan legislature would shine a light on big companies that pay their workers so little that they qualify for government-funded health care.
House Bill 6146, the Fair Share Health Care Disclosure Act, would require the State Department of Health and Human Services to publish an annual list of the 50 companies with the most employees on Medicaid. State Representative Patrick Green says taxpayers end up footing the bill when companies skimp on wages and benefits.
And if those benefits are not being provided by the employer and then transferred over to the state, how do I then balance between corporate tax rates versus fighting for the working public?
Green says the list would be particularly useful for lawmakers deciding whether to give corporate tax breaks. He notes last session the legislature approved several corporate tax cuts, then recently established a work requirement for Medicaid recipients. Opponents of the bill say it isn't helpful to publicly shame companies that may be struggling to pay a living wage. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Michigan's minimum wage is set to increase to $10 an hour next year. And the state of Nebraska continues to rate near the bottom compared to other states for getting nutritious meals to kids when school cafeterias close for the summer. Eric Alatis reports that's according to a new report from the Food Research and Action Center.
Sometimes families don't know about summer meal programs or can't get to a meal site. Eric Saviano with the group Nebraska Appleseed says there's a lot of room for improvement. He notes summer meal programs are a critical bridge for many kids, especially from families that rely on free and reduced price breakfast and lunch during the school year.
But we know that hunger does not quit when schools are out. So these summer food service sites are critical to helping kids stay healthy over the summer and just keep kids moving and active.
Last year, fewer than 10% of Nebraska kids who relied on school lunches received summer meals. Saviano says the state is working to address the issue, and 350 sites are now serving meals, up from 245 last year. They include schools, recreation centers, libraries, YMCAs, churches, and parks, and are free for ages 18 and under. Organizations that want to help serve meals should contact the Nebraska Department of Education. I'm Eric Galatis.
The report found nationwide just 3 million kids ate a nutritious summer lunch on an average weekday last year. That's compared to 20 million kids who participated in the school lunch program. Saving Energy in Arkansas is giving the state money to spend in its economic sector. Stephanie Carson reports today industry experts will join local and state leaders at the Arkansas Energy Performance Contracting Summit taking place in Little Rock.
The AEPC program has saved public entities in the state more than $120 million since 2014 and enables municipalities, universities, and state agencies to improve energy efficiency with no upfront cost. Katie Niebaum with the Arkansas Advanced Energy Association says tomorrow's summit is expected to generate additional projects in future years.
It's really been a success story here in Arkansas that is creating jobs, saving taxpayer dollars, and conserving energy.
According to the Arkansas Advanced Energy Foundation, nearly 700 companies employing 16,000 Arkansans are employed in the advanced energy economy, which aims to reduce the energy requirement needed to sustain the same level of service. The effort is made possible by the 2013 Guaranteed Energy Cost Savings Act that allows public entities to pursue energy performance contracts that will maximize the energy used by the state.
And finally, the population in rural counties in states like South Dakota continues to decline, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. But Ross Brown reports some rural towns are finding ways to boost resilience and keep young people from moving to larger cities.
Jessica Schad with South Dakota State University studies rural population patterns and says rural communities are not homogenous. According to her research, the most resilient communities are those with the lowest income disparity and those with employers who put profits back into the community by investing in their schools or sports teams.
That has a really important role to play in making it feel like it's a good place for people to live and that it's still a place with a high quality of life.
U.S. Census Bureau data showed more than 160 South Dakota rural communities had either flat or declining populations between 2010 and 2017. I'm Roz Brown.
Shad notes that declining rural populations also affect politics, noting that Republican votes for President Trump were highest in places undergoing the most significant economic transitions. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for Newsom and Cruiser with Public News Service. We're member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weather Update. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny afternoon with the temperature high near 80 degrees and a north wind at 11 to 13 miles an hour. Tonight it will be mostly clear with a low temperature of 51 degrees. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 56. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Thursday night, clear with a low around 52. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weather Update. For news, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org.
Tune in Transmission Arts on the air overnight in the early morning hours of Wednesday, June 20th, after the Battlefield Earth Show. Radio Stew at midnight, Vital Weekly with experimental music from Amsterdam at 1 a.m., and then the REM REO Indigo Chicago show from To Live and Shave in L.A.'s Tom Smith, 2 a.m. Overnight on the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM and Standing Wave Radio.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Wednesday, June 20th, WGXC's Radio Everywhere Extended Pledge Drive continues live from ACRA with Tom Rowe on the WGXC morning show from 9 to 11 a.m. Reverend Kim L. Singletary will be live in the Hudson studio at 11 o'clock with There's a Bright Side Somewhere. She'll be talking with Deb Richards from Refugee and Immigrant Services of Emmaus. Guest host Chris Bishop will be sitting in for the second hour of the Bedazzled Radio Hour while Spike Pragin is away for a special Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive broadcast. And from 4 to 6, Vern Cross and Kamal Johnson will be live outside in the courtyard of the First Presbyterian Church at 4th and Warren Streets outside our new Hudson studio for the WGXC afternoon show. They'll be talking with passerby as well as special guests Jamar Beauford, Sean Egan, Tim Martin, Christian Race, and T. Damon Jones. Later on, Tony at Large will be joined in the studio by Seth Davis, Jeff McKinney, and Justin Weaver for Eclectomaniac from 7 to 9:30.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive, 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local. There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at wgxc.org, including some of these events. Wednesday, June 20th, there's a Catskill Town Board meeting, 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street. And in partnership with the Town of Catskill, WGXC will have a live web stream of the town meeting on the WGXC website. It'll also be on the Town of Catskill website. Turn out or tune in to the Catskill Town Board meeting Wednesday, June 20th at 6:30 p.m. Leatherheads, Tales from the Berkshire Fighting Heroes is one of the seven performances in the Daniel Art Party Performing Arts Festival. It's Wednesday, June 20th at 7:30 p.m. at Bard College at Simon's Rock. On Wednesday, June 20th. Thursday, June 21st, there's A Taste of Change at the Hudson Area Library with culinary historian Peter G. Rose. Talks about handwritten cookbooks as documents of social and family history. 6 p.m., Thursday, June 21st at the Hudson Area Library. The legendary band Dump Truck performs at Rocket No. 9, Thursday, June 21st, in Kingston, 50 North Front Street. That includes WGXC DJ Spike Priggen on bass. Dump Truck, 7 p.m., Rocket No. 9 in Kingston, Thursday, June 21st. It's their only Hudson Valley performance on this tour. Bobby Previtt's Blueprints is back at Hilo and Catskill on Thursday, June 21st, with a live web stream on WGXC.org. Click on the Listen Now button to tune in Bobby Previtt's Blueprints, 8 p.m., Thursday, June 21st, or turn out to Hilo and Catskill, 365 Main Street. Friday, June 22nd, the Hudson River Exchange Summer Market is not on June 22nd, it's on June 23rd. Friday, June 22nd, Teen, Miles Francis, and Henry Flower perform at the Half Moon in Hudson. That's at 8 p.m. There's an evening of covers of Leonard Cohen songs at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock. Friday, June 22nd, with performances from Robert Burke Warren, drummer Eric Parker, bassist Chuck Cornelius, guitarist Peter Dugan, vocalists Mark Black, Louis Mojica, Fredo Viola, Mark Lerner, Nancy Howell, Noel Fletcher, Rachel Loschak, and Neil Howard. Colony Cafe, 8 p.m., Friday, June 22nd, in Woodstock. Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers from Catskill perform at High Low in Catskill, Friday, June 22nd at 8 p.m. Mason Jennings performs at Club Helsinki in Hudson. The folk pop singer-songwriter is at Club Helsinki in Hudson, Friday, June 22nd at 9 p.m. The Hudson Area Library showing a screening of the movie Black Panther, Saturday, June 23rd. The Siegel Klein Kill Public Conservation Area has a bio blitz from the Columbia Land Conservancy and the Cornell Cooperative Extension on Saturday, June 23rd. They're looking for volunteers and participants. Experts will be available to identify species there. The event is open to the public and participants are encouraged to wear comfortable outdoor clothing. Nets and waders will be provided. You can go to the Columbia Land Trust website at clctrust.org for more information about the Siegel Klein Kill Bio Blitz in Ghent, Saturday, June 23rd, from 8 a.m. to noon. Amanda Palmer and Noir perform at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock, Saturday, June 23rd at 8 p.m. Lindsay Webster is at Club Helsinki in Hudson, Saturday, June 23rd. These events and more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Tune in to All Together